Hello, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa.
Hi, my name's Kay.
We are reading from the Book of Signs by Dr. David Jeremiah. We only have like a couple pages. This is going to be a short one. We're going to finish up The Courage of Martyrdom, but our next thing that we're going to be discussing is 144,000.
Yeah.
This is really interesting. Really, really interesting. So this segment here will be short. Kay, can you start us off here, please?
I will. We tend to think of Christian martyrdom as a thing of the past, a phenomenon of ancient history, like the many stories described in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. But martyrdom is widespread around the world today. The Center for the Study of Global Christianity estimates that over half of all historical Christian martyrdoms have occurred in the 20th century. They estimate 100,000 Christians were killed each year between the year of 2000 and 2010.
Wow, that's 100,000?
100,000 Christians.
Wow, that's a lot.
The following fact sheds additional light on these appalling figures. Between 7,000 and 8,000 Christians are martyred worldwide each year, and this is a conservative estimate. The U.S. State Department reports that Christians in more than 60 countries are persecuted by their government or their neighbors. In North Korea, Christianity is illegal. About 50,000 Christians are now held in labor camps.
Could you imagine in North Korea?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
They don't even like to hear his name over there.
In 2013, almost 300 churches were destroyed and 612 Christians killed in Nigeria. Wow. And when you think of countries like that, where they don't have a lot of churches in the first place, that was probably huge to them, losing that many churches.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The government of Iran monitors Christian church services and arrests new converts. Oh,
all these other countries who keep tabs on all the people, that seems like a lot of work, but they do that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And they tell you what you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for the United States, huh? But they won't always be that way in the United States. But
8 states in India have passed anti-conversion laws, which are used to disrupt church services, force Christians from their homes, destroy church buildings, and even kill pastors. Increased persecution in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein has forced almost two-thirds of the 1 million Iraqi Christians, oh my goodness, to flee the country. One little thing I just want to share, and then Teresa's going to take over reading the rest of it here, is I do know for a fact the liberty that we have here in the United States to serve Christ.
Because you've been on the other side of the world into the different countries.
We have a great privilege. We do. We have a great privilege that we can even say the name, that we can even be on this podcast talking about Jesus Christ and sharing these kind of things. Because in other countries, that's not so. And just thinking about where they were talking about the new believers, they anticipate a lot of times in these other countries that they will go to prison for believing in Christ. They know that.
When they accept, they know do. That they're going to go to prison.
Right.
Wow.
But that's their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So then they go to these prisons. They don't go there to just die. They take Jesus with them, and they testify Christ in the prisons. And truly, there has been some amazing things, but of course, we don't hear those stories about prison guards that have come to know Christ and transformations of other prisoners within. Or even those that, you know, run the prisons.
And just think what we read about the blood, of them being covered under the blood. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven for them? It is going to be glorious.
Yeah, it's going to be.
There are different levels in heaven.
I think it's where our crowns come from, my friend.
Yes. That's why I said I want all kinds of crowns. We have to keep our podcast going. Give us a thumbs up. Whether we look at history, current events, or the future revealed in Revelation 6, we find that persecution and martyrdom have always accompanied Christianity and always will. Satan, who in Eden usurped the lordship of this fallen world, is determined to annihilate anyone exuding the aroma of goodness or godliness. In the opening story of this chapter, I told you that ISIS had beheaded 20 Christians on that Libyan beach, but the actual number beheaded was 21. I withheld the name of the last one so I could end this chapter with his inspiring story. When ISIS published the video of the mass beheading, there was one face among the Egyptians whom no one could identify. It was later learned that he was an African from Chad Matthew, who had migrated to Libya to find work. He was not a Christian at all. For reasons that were not clear, he had been swept up with the 20 Egyptian Coptic Christians and marched to the beach to die. Ayarga knelt in his orange suit in the line as the executioners asked each of the Christians to reject Christ and then beheaded them when they refused. Finally, the butchers reached Ayarga. Although he was not a Christian, they demanded that he reject the Christian's God. "Do you reject Christ?" they asked. Having observed the faith and courage of the Egyptian Christians throughout the ordeal, Ayarga was deeply moved by the unbending power of their belief. At that moment, he knew he wanted what they had more than life itself. He calmly confessed to his captors, "Their God is my God." Moments later, like the repentant thief on the cross who confessed his faith in Christ, "I believe," Ayarga entered paradise along with his fellow martyrs. In attempting to shrink the size of the church triumphant, ISIS actually caused it to grow by one. Heaven will one day reveal how many others like Ayarga will have entered paradise after witnessing the faith and martyrdom of those Egyptian Christians. I hope the courage of the martyrs we have studied in this chapter will inspire you to stand strong in your commitment to Christ regardless of the severity of the cost. Even if it means giving up your own life, what is that compared to the glory of the reward and for eternity? It's forever.
Forever.
It's forever.
Right. Yes. Either hell for eternity or heaven for eternity.
You know, I sit and think about that too, Kay. Can you imagine never dying? I mean, once you're in, just living in peace and harmony and just love and laughter, and we have jobs to do up there as well, it's going to be pretty amazing.
More than we can imagine.
More than we can imagine. I'm all about that.
Yes.
All about that. All about that. Okay, Miss Kay, let me turn the page. So, the next time we meet, it's going to be really exciting. 144,000, that's all it says. It doesn't say anything else. Yeah. So, thanks for stopping by.
Have a great week. God bless you.